This is KCUR 89.3. After nearly 80 years of heavy federal restrictions, hemp could soon be making a comeback. More than half of U.S. states have a pilot program in place, and Missouri and Kansas are looking to do the same. Plus, Congress is eyeing the legalization of the crop. As Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports, the increasing attention is causing some mixed feelings in the hemp industry.
In northern Colorado, this year's NoCo Hemp Expo was the largest in its five-year history. 150 vendors spent 2 days promoting and selling all kinds of products, from plastics to food and soda.
We do a honeydew melon that's a melon guava mix, nice, light, and refreshing.
Scott Leshman is with Cannabinoid Creations. They infuse their beverage line with cannabidiol, or CBD. It's an oil extracted from hemp that's purported to have strong medicinal properties.
After spending a year and a half of my life in bed and two back surgeries, I'm very fortunate to be up and about and standing, and I'm not on all the Vicodin or all the opioids, and this saved my life.
CBD products are driving the budding hemp industry and could reach $1 billion in sales over the next 5 years. And that could be bolstered by the Hemp Farming Act of 2018 by Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
First and foremost, this bill will finally legalize hemp as an agricultural commodity and remove it from the list of controlled substances.
Right now, over half of U.S. states, including Iowa, Nebraska, and McConnell's home state of Kentucky, have passed some form of legislation allowing for the cultivation of hemp, though many are research programs that limit production. Retailers like Leshman say the change would be welcome, but won't impact business.
Yeah, I mean, based on how we already do things, we have zero issue with how things are written at present, so it doesn't matter for us.
It's those who grow hemp who are paying close attention, like Ryan Laughlin. He's a fourth-generation farmer with 300 acres of hemp in Springfield, Colorado. He was a presenter on a panel at the expo.
Yeah, we just had a little, concerns with, what THC levels could be, and, so there's still a little bit up in the air there.
Hemp is a cousin of marijuana, so it does contain a small amount of the psychoactive component THC. Because of that, farmers can't grow plants containing more than 0.3% THC. If they go over, they're required by law to destroy the crop.
Plus, we have to pay quite a bit to have the test done every year. So it's money that comes already out of an empty pocket of most farmers.
Laughlin would like to see a threshold of at least 1%, and here's why. According to the Colorado Department of Agriculture, farmers have reported that extra sunlight and higher altitudes can cause hemp to produce extra THC. McConnell's bill isn't expected to change that limit, but no one knows for sure because the bill hasn't been introduced.
I personally wouldn't lose a lot of sleep over anything that's potentially happening in a bill, because I think we've all seen how little is happening in Congress, period.
Don Sinning is with the agency. He says the U.S. hemp industry is in its infancy, and he says new hemp varieties have been developed that cannot produce more than the current legal amount of THC.
It won't be an issue. Given enough time, allowing the industry to develop, it will not be an issue.
Zane Kuna grows hemp for Frida Farms on 2 acres in Fort Collins, Colorado. He had a booth at the expo.
Oh, man, there's tons of questions. Man, I got 5 acres. How can I grow hemp? Or what does CBD do? And
he says he's focusing more on the big picture. The most important thing for him is that Mitch McConnell's bill passes.
We hope it just goes through, so it's just a farm commodity, like corn and alfalfa, so instead of the cannabis industry.
Right now, Kuna can't even get a bank account for his farm. Legalization could open up access to things like federal loans and crop insurance, and hemp could once again be a major American crop. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plain Safaris in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.
This story was produced by Harvest Public Media.